I know.
Carl Benson.
Mr. and Mrs. North, starring Richard Denning and Barbara Britton. Listen as Pam and Jerry solve the mystery, Snowbound. In the little upstate town of Lakeville, there's one small hotel, the Benson Hotel, owned and operated by Carl and Vera Benson. The Benson was never elegant, never pretended to be, but it was and still is clean and comfortable. Though the years have left it a little shabby, it's a warm and friendly haven from the violent winter storm raging outside.
Benson Hotel.
Hello, honey. Carl.
Carl, where are you calling from?
I'm still over in Forest City. How's the weather over there?
Oh, it's terrible. It's snowing so hard right now I can hardly see across the street.
Same here. But I got chains in the car, so I'll be all right. Yeah, I'm leaving right away, but I might be late, so you better have Pop check the furnace.
All right. Carl.
Yeah?
Did you see the man at the bank over there?
Yeah.
No luck, huh?
No. He said he couldn't lend us anything until we pay off the present mortgage.
Now what do we do?
Look, honey, I better get moving. We'll talk about it when I get home.
Oh, all right, Carl. Be careful driving.
Sure.
Pop! Hey, Pop!
You call me here?
Yeah, I just talked to Carl in Forest City. He'll be late getting back.
Lucky if he gets back to all the way it's starting to drift out there. It's going to be a bad night, we'll pass.
Well, Carl has to have you check the furnace, Pop.
I've got to see about that portion 23, then I will.
Mm-hmm. Turn on the radio, will you, Pop?
Okay.
And that concludes another afternoon interlude of piano selections. And now here is the news. In a daring daylight holdup in Syracuse, two masked gunmen killed an armored truck guard and escaped with more than $25,000. The robbery occurred this morning as the payroll for a manufacturing firm was being transferred from the armored truck to the company's offices. The guard was cut down by a blast of shotgun fire, but he is believed to have seriously wounded one of the two holdup men as they made their getaway.
Oh.
If one of the bandits struck the other,
sorry, I didn't
the two
see.
Made off in the late
model
dream
of the day.
No, no.
Syracuse and New York State Police believe the holdup...
That's better. You have a room?
Double or single?
I'm alone.
Will you sign the register, please?
Yeah.
George Martin, New York City.
Right. Any place to eat in here?
No, sir.
You mean I have to go back out and that stuff?
Oh, well, there's a lunchroom next door. I can have them send a tray up to you if you want me to.
Oh, do that. I like a steak, thick, and a bottle of bourbon, the best.
Yes, sir.
Where that horse up in 23? Oh, excuse me.
Pop, will you take this gentleman's suitcase up to 14? And...
Never mind. I can carry it.
Yes, sir. Want me to take the car around back to the garage?
I don't have a car.
Well, then you must have come in from Forest City on the afternoon bus.
Yeah, that's right.
How are the roads? My boy, Carl, he's driving back from there this afternoon. Carl owns the hotel, Carl Benson. I'm his dad.
Pa.
And this is my daughter-in-law, Vera.
Pa.
Huh? Oh, okay, Vera. Vera thinks I talk too much.
Go check the furnace, Pa.
Okay.
A nice old guy.
Yeah, here's your key.
You're the boss's wife, huh? Too bad.
Oh?
Yeah. I was hoping you were the answer to how a stranger could spend a pleasant evening in this town.
Golly, Jerry, this is getting a little frightening.
Oh, now take it easy, Pam.
The snow's so deep we can't even tell where the road is. How much farther do we have to go?
Oh, it's about 4 miles to Lakeville, and Henry Grayson's place is 15, 20 miles beyond that.
Darling, we can't drive another 25 or 30 miles in this storm.
We have to. Grayson is thinking about changing publishers. I've got to get to him and persuade him that North Publishing is the company for him.
Oh, Jerry, we're getting...
Okay, we're okay, darling.
Oh, Jerry, North, we absolutely cannot go any farther.
What are we going to do? Stop right here and build an igloo for the night?
Well, there must be some place we can stay overnight in Lakeville.
Yeah, but what about Grayson?
He isn't expecting us tonight, is he?
That's just it. He isn't expecting us at all.
Oh, I don't care. I'm scared and I mean it. Darling, you can telephone him from Lakeville and we can go see him after it stops snowing and the roads are clear.
Well...
Please.
All right, dear. We'll stop in Lakeville.
Oh, thank you, darling.
I'll call Grayson and...
What's the matter?
Right up ahead. Looks like a car stall.
Oh, it is. You'd better stop.
Yeah.
Is there anyone in it?
Can't tell yet. Yeah, you wait here. I'll take a look.
I'll come with you.
Now, stay there, Pam.
I've got my galoshes on.
Brother, what a night.
This wind is horrible. Golly, this is a real blizzard.
Well, if it isn't, it'll do until a real one comes along. Here we are.
Car's empty, Jerry.
Let's take a look inside. It's empty, all right. And whoever left it must have gotten a ride into town. Come on, Pam, let's...
Jerry, what's the matter?
Look down there on the floorboard.
Oh, Jerry. Darling, that looks like a pool of blood.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Brother.
Evening, folks.
Good evening. Would you have a room for my wife and me?
Sure would.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah.
A nice double with baths, $6.50.
Oh, sold.
Sign the register, please.
Sure.
That'll be $6.50 in advance, unless you got a suitcase.
Oh, our bags are out in the car.
I'll fetch them for you if you folks want to go on up. Room 15, second floor.
Oh, thanks. Now, can you tell me how I can get in touch with the local police?
Police?
What is it, Pop?
Oh, Vera, this gentleman wants to call the police.
Oh, is there something the matter? We're not sure, but my husband and I saw a car stalled on the highway about 3 miles out of town.
There'll be a lot of cars stalled tonight.
Yeah, but that isn't all. We saw blood on the floor of the front seat.
Blood?
We think it's something the police should know about.
Well, I'll call Constable Brady and have him come over here. Thank you. If you want to go on up to your room, Pop will get your luggage.
Sure, we'll get it right now.
And I'll send Constable Brady right up to see you. Thank you.
Come along, Pam.
Vera?
Carl!
Hiya, honey.
Oh, Carl, you're home.
So you're surprised. I told you I'd make it.
Yeah, I know, but gee, this is the worst storm in years. Oh, Carl, I was so worried about you.
Come here.
Carl, someone might see you.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Okay.
Oh, now that was worth it. Even if I had to crawl from Forest City on my hands and knees, it'd have been worth it.
Honey.
And you know something? I thought for a while I might have to crawl, or at least walk. Even the bus line gave up and canceled the afternoon run from Forest City.
Oh, Carl, you shouldn't have run the risk. What did you say?
Hmm?
About the bus line canceling the afternoon run.
Yeah, that's right. Thought for a while I'd leave the car and take the bus.
Are you sure there wasn't an afternoon bus from Forest City?
Positive.
But the man who checked into 14 said that he...
Said what? Vera, honey, what is it?
What? Oh, sorry, Carl. It's nothing. Nothing at all.
Who is it?
Mrs. Benson, may I have your tray?
Come in. Tray's over there.
Was your steak all right?
Yeah, fine, fine. Snow's still coming down.
It's getting worse, if anything.
Street down there is dead.
Is there anything else I can do for you, Mr. Martin?
No, thanks. What time can I catch a train out of here in the morning?
The railroad doesn't have any passenger service out of Lakeville. The nearest train connection is Forest City.
How far is that?
You just came from there, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, but...
On the afternoon bus, I think you said.
Wait a minute.
Yes, sir?
Close that door. You got something on your mind, Mrs. Benson?
Well,
your hands are shaking. You better put down that tray before you drop it. Put it down. Now.
You didn't come in from Forest City on the bus this afternoon. The afternoon run was canceled because of the storm.
So I
wonder how you did get here.
Got any ideas?
One. Some people who just checked in saw a car abandoned on Route 105 about 3 miles out of town. I called the police for them.
Why the police?
They said there was a lot of blood on the floor of the car.
Oh? Someone must have been hurt.
Highway 105 is the route from Syracuse.
What's in Syracuse?
A dead armored truck guard, for one thing.
Care for a drink, Mrs. Benson?
No, thanks.
Then what do you want, Mrs. Benson?
$10,000, Mr. Martin.
Hello. Speaking. Yes, that's right. Henry Grayson. What? Oh, yes, I see. Yes, keep trying, will you?
Who was it, Jerry?
Oh, the switchboard. The telephone company says Grayson's phone is out of order. Apparently the storm has knocked down a line.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. Well, let's mush over to the restaurant next door. I'll get it.
Mr. North?
Yes?
Constable Brady, local police.
Oh, yes, come in. This is my wife.
How do, Mrs. North?
How do you do?
Mrs. Benson called me and said you'd seen that car that was stalled out on 105.
Oh, so you already know about the car, Constable?
Yeah, it's been identified as the one used in the payroll holdup down in Syracuse this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we heard something about the holdup on our radio. One of the guards on the truck was killed.
And so was one of the bandits. His body was found a few hours ago lying alongside a road outside Syracuse. Apparently, he died in the car and his partner dumped him.
That's where all the blood came from.
That's right. The dead man's been identified. He's Ernie Carson, a thug with a record a yard and a half long.
How about the other man? Any idea who he is?
Syracuse thinks he's probably a man named Frank Rust. You folks didn't happen to see anyone on the road just before or after you saw the car, did you?
No, not a soul.
You couldn't have missed Rust if he'd been on the road. He's a big fellow, over 6 feet. Weighs almost 200.
Well, do you think he's still in the vicinity?
Must be, Mr. North. Couldn't get far in this storm. Snow stopped everything for a couple of hundred miles in every direction. Ross is holed up somewhere near here, and he won't get away. Unless he's got friends. Someone to help him.
Pop! Pop, where's Carl?
In the office, Vera.
Take this train next door, will you, Pop? I'll watch the board.
Okay, girl.
Carl.
Oh, come on in, honey. I've just flown over the...
Carl, listen, I have to talk to you.
Hey, what's the matter?
Carl, do you know about that payroll holdup down in Syracuse?
Yeah, I read about it in the paper over in Forest City. Why?
The man in 14 is one of the bandits, Carl.
What?
It's true.
How do you know?
I was just up there. I told him who I thought he
you
was,
what?
And he practically admitted it.
Wait a minute. Slow down,
Carl, listen.
Mary, you...
Listen to me. Listen, this man, he calls himself Martin, has over $25,000 up in his room.
What are you getting at, Vera?
$25,000.
What are you getting at?
He's going to pay us $10,000.
Vera!
He's going to pay, or we'll turn him in.
You out of your mind.
And I've already told him that, Carl.
In the name of heaven, Vera, what's got into you? What are you thinking of?
Of us. I'm thinking of us, Carl. Of the years and work we put into this place, and for what? Nothing if we don't get some money.
We'll get some money.
How? Where? The bank in Forest City was our last chance, and you know it.
All right. Okay, then we lose everything. But I'm calling the police.
Carl.
6-8.
Carl, didn't you hear me? I've already told that man I wanted $10,000. If he's arrested, he'll tell the police I was willing to protect him.
Oh, dear.
We have to go through with it, Carl.
We can't.
We have to. And we're going to. This is our chance, and we're going to take it.
Come on, Pam. Come on. I'm starved.
Ready?
Well, then let's go.
Oh, just a minute, Jerry. I want to get the... Oh, Jerry, the light.
Yeah.
Well, what happened?
It looks like they went out all over the building.
What the devil's going on?
Oh... Oh, hello there. We were just wondering the same thing. The wind must have blown down a power line or something. Oh, wait. Here they come on again.
Oh, thank goodness.
Well, that's better. But it looks like we're certainly in for quite a night, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, he was real jolly, wasn't he?
Jerry.
What?
Come back into the room.
Oh, but Pam, let's...
Come on, Jerry.
What is it, Pam?
Didn't you look at that man across the hall?
What about him?
Well, didn't you notice how large he is?
So?
Oh, Jerry, don't be so dense. You remember what Constable Brady said about Frank Ross, about what a huge man he is?
You mean you think that guy is... Oh, Pam.
Darling, call Constable Brady.
Oh, Pam, don't
Please.
Be ridiculous. No.
Well, all right, have it your way. Don't call him.
Yeah, that's better.
But I'm going to. Pop.
No, I don't have any idea who the man is, Mrs. North. Stranger in town, as far as I can tell from your description. What room is he in?
The one right across the hall from ours.
Be quiet.
Won't hurt nothing to come around to check up on him. Thanks for calling, Mrs. North.
Not at all. Bye.
Goodbye.
Vera, I wonder if Carl wants me...
What's the matter, Vera?
Never mind. If you're looking for Carl, he's in the office.
I've got to see him about that portion 23.
Hello?
This is Mrs. Benson. Listen, you have to get out of the hotel right away. The police are coming over here to question you.
Well, thanks for the tip.
Don't thank me. You're paying for it. Now, listen. Meet me in back of the hotel as soon as you can, and be prepared for a long hike.
Where are we going?
My husband and I have a cabin up in the hills behind town. You'll be safe there till the storm's over and the roads are cleared, and then you can move on. Now, hurry.
How much farther is this place?
A couple of miles.
Pollock, I got a rest.
No, you can't.
Look, I'm worse now, freezing.
Well, you're not going to get warm sitting down. We have to keep moving.
Okay.
This way.
Where are we going?
We're
going
to cut across this field.
Well, let's stay on the road.
It's shorter across the field.
Oh,
stop arguing.
All right.
Be careful here. No, wait. Be careful.
What's the matter now?
There's a deep gully between the road and the field. Wait.
What are you looking for?
There. Come on. We'll cross over on this log, but be careful.
Yeah.
I'm a bird. Watch your step.
Okay.
Bye. Just a few more feet. Ah!
Mrs. Benson.
Help me.
Come
down here. Help me.
Okay, I'm coming.
What
is it? What's the matter?
My
can't stand up?
I don't know.
We'll try it here. Put your arm around my shoulder. Okay, now.
Put me down. Broken. I've been broken.
Oh, great. Fine. Now what do we do? We should have stayed on the road. You said it went right by the cabin.
Shut up.
If we'd have stayed on the road, this wouldn't have happened. You wouldn't have slipped off.
Shut up, will you? Shut up.
Okay. But you got yourself into this mess, so get yourself out.
You're not going to leave me here.
Well, I can't lug this suitcase and carry you at the same time. But I can tell you this, I'm not leaving a suitcase full of money behind just to help you.
Oh, you can't. You mustn't leave me.
I'll be seeing you, Mrs. Benson.
No! Please!
Come back! I'm telling you for the last time, Brady, I don't know where Vera is. And I don't know anything about this guy Martin or Ross or whatever his name is. I wasn't here when he checked in yesterday afternoon.
Were you here last night when he checked out?
Brady, instead of asking me questions, why aren't you hunting for Vera? What's happened to her?
Come in. Oh, Mr. and Mrs. North, come in.
Good morning.
Any news, Constable?
Well, yes and no, Mr. North. There's nothing new about Frank Rush, but there is about Mrs. Benson.
Oh, what about her?
She's disappeared.
Disappeared?
She hasn't been seen or heard from since 8 o'clock last night.
Well, she was on the switchboard when I telephoned you last night.
That's what I wanted to ask you, Mrs. North.
Oh, why?
Oh, he's got some fool idea that Vera overheard you and warned this guy Ross to get out of the hotel.
Somebody warned him, Charles.
Well, it wasn't Vera.
Then where is she?
I don't know.
You don't seem to care much, and I want to know why. I think you know where she is. I'll answer it. Hello. Oh, hello, Doc. What? Yes. Where? How? Yes. All right.
What is it, Brady?
Vera's been found, Carl.
Where?
In a gully beside the Gold Hill Road up by the Ryan place. She's dead.
Dead?
The crew plowing the road found her and called Doc Carter. Doc says she apparently was crossing a log over the gully, slipped, fell, and broke her ankle. She couldn't move. She froze to death.
Well, Brady to let us leave Lakeville.
Well, there was nothing more we could do there. Boy, this road is as slick as glass.
Darling, are you sure this is the way to Henry Grayson's place?
That's what I was told. Gold Hill Road.
This is the road where they found Mrs. Benson.
Yeah.
Do you think Constable Brady is right, that she helped Frank Ross out of the hotel?
I don't know. And
look out!
Let's
get him!
Don't grab the wheel, Sam!
Oh, nuts. Now, Pam, dear, if you want to drive, just
I'm
say
sorry,
so.
I'm sorry, Jerry. I just lost my head.
Yeah, and we lost the road.
Are we stuck? We're stuck.
But good.
Oh, there's a house. Maybe some American can help us or let us use their phone to call a tow truck.
All right, let's go. Oh, what a nightmare this trip has turned out to be.
Well, you're the one who absolutely had to see Henry Grayson.
Yeah, and you're the one who suggested we make the trip in the car. Come on, I'm careful of these steps.
Knock again.
Anybody home?
Hello?
Nobody here.
Somebody cleared those steps. Let's try the door.
But, Pam, we can't...
Come on. Maybe there's a phone.
All that has to happen now is get ourselves arrested for illegal entry.
Must be somebody around. There's a fire in the stove. Close the door, Jerry.
I'll get it.
Hey, what... Frank Ross.
Oh, Jerry.
Thanks for dropping in. I was wondering how I was going to get my hands on a car.
You won't get far in my car, Ross.
It's stuck, I know. I saw you slide into the snowbank. But we'll get it out, Mr. North.
Oh, so you know my name?
Mrs. Benson told me who you are. Come on, let's get your car unstuck. Now listen, the snowplow is still working on this road. It went up a few minutes ago, and in just a few minutes it'll be back. It'll pull you out.
And where will you be?
Sitting in the back seat with your wife. And if you try to tip that road crew off, I'll empty this gun into her before you can open your mouth. And don't make the mistake of thinking I'm bluffing, because I'm not.
I believe you.
All right, then let's go. Come on, come on, move. Head straight for the car and don't...
Oh, yeah. Holy... Out on the road, Jerry, look.
Carl Benson. Come on, Ross is hit.
He dropped his gun.
Get it, Pam.
I got
him. Benson, stop it. Stop, you crazy fool.
Get out of my way, Mr. North.
Give me the gun, Pam, and get inside.
No.
Pam.
No, I'm staying here with
get
you.
Get out of the way, North.
Benson.
Get out of the way. I don't want to hurt you, but I'm going to kill Ross if it's the last thing I do.
No, no, you're not.
How are you going to stop me?
With this gun, if I have to.
Jerry.
You'll have to, Mr. North. Get up, Ross.
Benson.
Get up.
I can't. He's hurt. Good Lord, Benson. Come to your senses.
All right, Ross. Take it lying down.
No. No.
Put that rifle down, Carl.
Pam, look.
Constable Brady.
I'm right behind you, Carl. Now put that rifle down or I'm going to straighten the next shot out.
Give me the rifle, Benson. Take it.
Oh, thank heaven.
Yeah, that's better, Carl. I'd have hated to see you make a mistake.
Oh, where the devil did you come from, Brady?
I followed Carl.
But how did you know Frank Ross was here, Mr. Benson?
Well, when I heard where Vera had been found, I guess she was bringing Ross up here last night. I guessed what had happened. I just wanted to square things on my own.
Oh, you got here just in time, Brady.
Yeah, just.
Hello, operator. Yes, yes, I'm still waiting.
Are they getting through?
Shh. Hello. 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 Is this the Grayson residence? Is Mr. Grayson there? I beg your pardon.
What's happening, Jerry?
Quiet, Ben. What? Oh. Oh, he isn't.
Oh, golly.
Well, who is this speaking? Oh, Mrs. Grayson. Oh, well, when are you expecting Mr. Grayson back? When?
What, Jerry?
Please, Pam. Pardon me, Mrs. Grayson. Where did you say he went? Where? To see whom? Oh. Oh, well, thank you, Mrs. Grayson. Oh, Pam.
Well, Jerry, what's the matter? Where's Mr. Grayson?
Snowbound. In New York.
New York?
He went there yesterday to see me.